Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's me. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, which also, if you break that in half, jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those three will get you to the place where it's a little bit of entrepreneurial heaven, a little bit of small business nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. When you get to my site, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday by email and gets you ready for the week ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, about 3 weeks after I started doing this show back in 97, I had the honor and the pleasure of meeting a young lady who has become one of my good friends, and she's just absolutely, as I've said many times before, pound for pound, nobody in the world works harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan, and she's an original member, almost an original member of the show, and certainly an original member of our Brain Trust. She's the president and the founder of small business and the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and she's our very good friend. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Lucky number 7.
That's right. And
yes.
And this is your and recently, even though we actually celebrated it in the spring when I was up at your offices, this fall I think was the official 10th anniversary of the SBEC, wasn't it?
It really is. We've been around now for 10 years and
congratulations.
We're going to keep celebrating through next year.
Well, see, that's what I've done. My audience is sick of this, I'm sure, because we've been milking this anniversary thing all week long, but we've been having a good time and visiting with some of our oldest members of our Brain Trust. Oldest meaning how long they've been on the show. Obviously not in age, because you're just a baby. But we're glad to have you here, and on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you for all the things that you do for small business, and on behalf of me and my organization, I want to thank you for your friendship and your support.
Oh gosh, I am just so honored to do what I do. You know what I mean? It's great to be able to wake up in the morning and love what you do, and to impact such an important sector
and such a worthy group of folks.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So
I can't imagine. I can't imagine working for a more worthy group of people than small business owners.
Absolutely. I definitely feel blessed every day, the best part is interacting and engaging with our members, you know, mm-hmm. those people out there who are actually, you know, risking their capital, creating the jobs, you know, just all the creativity and drive that they put into their product and service, and, you know, that is really the best part. So
mm-hmm.
Anytime I get to interact with our membership, which we do on a daily basis, obviously, is just a thrill, and they're the ones that give me the energy and the drive to do what we do here in the nation's capital.
Karen, in times past, folks listening to you today who remember you being on the show in times past will say, no, wait a minute, didn't she used to be the president and the chairman and the founder of the Small Business Survival Committee? Well, the answer to that is yes. You guys had a name change, didn't you?
We did. Just recently, beginning October 1st, the Small Business Survival Committee became the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And, you know, really when we looked at, you know, the group and everything that we've done over the past 10 years reflecting upon, you know, the work that we do and how we represent our membership in the small business sector, you know, really all the work that we do, I mean, we do more than just help small business owners survive and compete, you know, in the global marketplace. But we do, our work really focuses a lot on, you know, the important policy and important aspects of of entrepreneurship and risk taking and helping to maintain and sustain a healthy environment for entrepreneurship. So, you know, we really wanted a name that reflected, you know, the broad swath of work that we do, and both from an advocacy perspective and from an education perspective and from a research perspective. So we thought this made sense. And
the reason I agree with you 100% is because when you first started your organization, small businesses were still, you know, stepchildren and in the marketplace. And so now we've become a lot, we've risen up on the radar screen a lot more. And so now I think you're right. We don't have to talk so much about survival. We can talk about where we're going next. And that's what we're going to talk about after these messages. Where is small business going next, especially with regard to public policy? Karen Kerrigan is our good friend. It's 20 Till. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. Folks, let me send you to her website, SBE Council, for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBE Council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L. I know I have to stop and think which one it is, too. It's the CIL.org, SBEcouncil.org, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. Karen and is one of the best writers of small business policy that I've ever seen. Her stuff's right there on the front. Many of you have seen Karen's column in the American City Business Journals around the country. Karen, you're in a bunch of those, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. The nationwide network of city business journals, over 40 of them nationwide. It might be the Dallas Business Journal, the Washington Business Journal, the San Francisco Business Chronicle, all around the country. The local business journals will, you know, have the editorial discretion to pick up my column and run it on a regular basis. And it appears nationwide, so it seems to be a pretty popular piece.
Well, and you guys have got a lot of new stuff on your website that I encourage people to check out. Our buddy, your chief economist, Ray Keating, is right there. And Ray's going to be on, I think, in a week or two talking about his index.
The
Small Business Index. We're going to cover that. Karen, what's on your plate for the next 4 years for the SBEC?
What's not? I guess is the question. I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, the president has laid out a pretty aggressive agenda for his second term, and a lot of that we're just really excited about because we think it presents phenomenal opportunities for small business input and for policies to be more small business friendly. You know, when it comes down to and in the key issue areas, that is, I mean, certainly on the healthcare front and for affordable healthcare, you know, the president signed health savings accounts, which were our number one top issue, and we'll be working to improve and enhance them through additional tax credits and other things to make them more available to individuals and to small businesses. The other thing that the president supported, which we pushed during the summer, which made it into his campaign health proposal, was healthcare choice, giving people the opportunity to cross borders to buy their health insurance. Mm-hmm. So that would open up the whole country. We would have a nationwide marketplace, if you will, for health coverage.
And it sounds like you're talking about something besides association health plans.
Oh, this would give the individual the power.
You're talking about going beyond AHPs.
Yeah, I mean, people wouldn't have to join a group to, you know, get into this nationwide pool as an individual. You can just shop.
But shouldn't we take this one step at a time, Karen?
Not necessarily.
Isn't the AHP easier to get done than individual?
You know what? What I found is you've got to work in all these at the same time.
Okay.
And in fact, you know, the AHPs and the Healthcare Choice Marketplace and HSAs. I mean, you know, I think, you know, in general that you know, that these things will all work together. You know, I think we've got to think about individuals and you know, people that work for a business that may not have health coverage, you know, may not want to join a business organization to get their health care. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, self-employed people, the same thing.
But I guess the thing that I was thinking is the discounts that you'd be able to get by banding together like that.
Well, exactly. But if you talk about, you know, an individual being able to shop around the nation for their health coverage,
you're thinking they might be able to get the same kind of pricing.
Well, huge one.
Open it completely up to competition.
Well, because they would escape from the very top-heavy mandates in their states. I mean,
right.
Places like New Jersey and
right.
New York have gold-plated plans that are mandated by law.
Right.
So if they could go shop in Iowa, mm-hmm. where the regulations are more limited, and when they have more of a choice in health coverage, then they could just go across the state or across the country and buy their health coverage. So I think all of this works together, and beyond that, Jim, look, it took us 10 years to get full-blown medical
right.
savings accounts.
MSAs,
you got to start
right.
somewhere with this
right.
stuff, and then you just got to keep plodding ahead.
You. By the
but
way,
I
by
really
the way, we have an MSA now.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, we bought an MSA this year.
Well, the other thing, what I would encourage your
HSA.
I would encourage your listeners. You know, I chair the Health Savings Accounts Coalition, HSA. They could go to hsainsider.com, your listeners, to see, you know, who provides HSAs in their states and mm-hmm. how they can buy them and what type of coverages is. You know, Jim, we get 4 million visits on that a month.
Wow.
On the hsainsider.com
wow.
web page and
good
website.
For you. What
yeah,
a great
which
resource.
Which demonstrates just sort of the growing interest
and
in
the
health
appetite
savings
for this, how people are. And you know what amazes me are the people who are against that. I mean, the same people out of one side of the mouth, they're saying, we've got all these uninsured people and we need to get them insured. And on the other out of the other side, they're saying, but we don't like this marketplace solutions. I mean, why would they care if they really care about getting people insurance for health care? Why would they care where it came from if they truly were genuine in their concern?
Yeah, and again, what you're saying is that you don't trust people to pick and choose the mm-hmm. type of insurance that they want or need or that fits their budget.
What they're saying is that they want you to have insurance, but they want you to be beholden to them for it.
Yeah, and government knows best in
yeah.
terms of what you should have, whether
right.
you could afford it or not.
Right, and that's not the 21st century, folks. That's not the way the marketplace is moving, and we got some dinosaurs out there that we actually need to let them become extinct. And I got some names for you if you'd like to know who they are. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, you can find all about Karen Kerrigan. She's all over my website because she's a member of our Brain Trust and has been now since the very beginning. But I encourage you to check out her website, which is an outstanding website, especially if you want to find out about what people are doing with regard to public policy, to making sure that the government is doing what it needs to be doing to help you, not to harm you. And that website is sbecouncil.org. And Karen, thank you for making that available to us. And the other one is hsainsider.com.
hsainsider.com. And one more website we got to plug is Women Entrepreneurs, Inc.
Right.
Inc.org. Inc.org, which is Women Entrepreneurs, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, ladies.
I told you, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. And I used to say pound for pound, Karen, but actually I think it's period. And we appreciate that. Karen, what about taxes? Are you going to be working on getting the tax cuts permanent?
Oh, absolutely. That's the first order of business is making those tax cuts permanent. You know, marginal rates and expensing and appreciation and the death tax and all of that. And then, but simultaneously, you know, we're going to be working with the administration and on this whole tax overhaul project that Bush said he wants to accomplish, and he wants to end taxes on only tax income once, so end taxes on
dividends,
savings, and investment. You're right.
Lower dividend, but capital gains is what I meant to say.
Yeah, and capital gains. And all that stuff. But it's going to be a pretty bloody civil war, I think, on
maybe
the tax
less
front.
Less bloody than it has been, though.
Well, yeah, but there's going to have to be something that people are going to have to give up in order to get. And there's not agreement within the business or corporate community, or even the conservative free market community in terms of what that should look like. So he's putting and convening a panel, and we're going to be working on that issue, and making sure that in the end that small business will come up on top, which I think with this president they will.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, Karen Kerrigan is probably on several speed dial in the White House. They look to Karen for a lot of the direction on with helping small businesses. And if they don't call her, she calls them and says, make sure that you're not hurting us. Make sure you're helping us. And Karen, we thank you for that. But what about overhauling the tax code? Abolishing the one we have and starting over again. What are the chances?
Yeah, we would like to see that get done. I've been talking to people, going to lots of meetings in Washington, a lot of these salon dinners and, all the big brains in Washington where they meet and talk about what is doable and what is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is that, there'll be major changes to the tax code, but I'm not quite sure if there's going to be, this system overhaul that what we all would like to have, that would basically move to either a flat tax or a sales tax. But look, I'm the optimist, and my feeling is that if we move to a system that doesn't tax savings and investment, and if we can make it a little less simple and more simple and less complex for small business, we're moving the ball forward.
Mm-hmm.
However, we'll push the envelope, and we'll encourage the administration and this tax panel to do the same.
Doesn't this administration have a unique opportunity to do something really bold with taxes that would simplify things?
And Jim, with Social Security as well.
Yep.
You got to remember, this is a huge burden on small businesses, or will be in the future, that if we don't do something to the Social Security system in this country, it's demographically challenged, which means small business owners in the future will be burdened with these huge
payroll taxes. It's demographically
bankrupt. It is. And how can small business owners or entrepreneurs in the future, pay, the amount in payroll taxes that they would be required to pay, with more retirees and less workers? I mean, it really hurts entrepreneurs in the future.
You think we got a chance to make that happen in 4 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's...
Karen, we're coming up on the break. I'm on the end of the hour. We're all going to have to get involved in this, though, aren't we? We need to support organizations like the SBE Council. We need to work with our Chambers of Commerce. We need to let our elected representatives know how we feel about this, don't we?
You bet. And one way people can do that is join SBE Council. Go to SBEcouncil.org, hit join us, and there's lots of ways that people can support us and lots of good information.
I hope you do that, folks. Karen, thank you for 7 great years, and congratulations on your 10th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations on your 7th.
Thanks. See you, Karen. Have a good holiday. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.